meant to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hey there, everyone. So this is episode one, finally, of Food for Thoughts. I've been wanting to start a podcast for so long. And for those of you who don't know me, I am a complete and utter right brain. And, you know, the only reason I never started it is it felt like it was way too much left brain for me. And what I did was I actually put the intention out to the universe and I said, I need help with this. This is not my forte. It's not the stuff I understand. And as always, the universe delivered someone who absolutely was amazing in helping me to create this podcast channel. So a shout out to Mr. Andrew Mack. Thank you so much for helping me to finally get my podcast up and running. I am super excited. So do go check out his podcast as well. He's hilarious. He's interesting. Go check out Andrew Mack's Mildly Disappointed. So this is Food for Thought, episode one, like I said, and what I want to talk about today is something that I myself, on my sort of conscious awakening journey, questioned and that I found a lot of my clients and most people are not too sure about, and that is our soul. Now, you know, we've all heard about the soul and we've all kind of, you know, whether you heard it somewhere growing up, your parents told you about it, you read about it, you heard about it in the Bible, wherever, most of us know about the soul, but very few of us actually understand sort of which part of me is the soul. You know, there's so many parts of me. There's body, there's mind, there's soul, there's spirit. So which part of me is the soul? Like, where does this fit into the puzzle kind of thing? And, you know, what's the purpose of the soul? Why do we have one? Again, a lot of people will say it's because if you don't have one, you're dead. But we kind of have these questions about the soul, but none of us are really sure exactly what it is, where it is, like, how does it work? And, you know, in my Ultimate Life Transformation program, that's kind of my starting point, is I teach my clients where every part of us, like, how does every part work? How does it all fit together? And if you really want to baffle someone's mind, you ask the following question, because, you know, if we already don't know exactly what the soul is or where exactly it's situated or what its purpose is, they kind of get very thrown off track when I ask them, have you ever connected with your soul or had a conversation with your soul? And they're like, are you absolutely loony? And, you know, that's kind of what I want to chat about today. So listen all the way through to the end of this podcast, because at the end of this episode, I also give you, straight out of my Ultimate Life Transformation program, the visualization, the guided visualization that I take my clients through to learn how to connect with their soul. So that's super exciting. So stay put. But first, I just wanted to dive into kind of, you know, what my inner wisdom and guidance led me to around the soul and what it is and how it works. And the best way for me to explain it at a very practical level to someone else is, you know, if I had to take an apple and I cut that apple up into a whole bunch of pieces, or a whole bunch of slices, and I took one part of the apple and I put it in a container and I said that this part of the apple in this container is going to become an apple pie. And I took another part of exactly the same apple and put it in a different container and I said, all right, so this piece of the apple is going to become a, what did I say? The other one was the apple pie, right? So this one's going to become an apple salad. Okay. Now, both those things in the two different containers are apples, but even more so, they're both a part of the original apple that I cut up, right? So the way that my inner guidance led me to understand the soul is that if our source, whoever you believe that is, God, universe, whatever you believe in, I think we get too stuck on sort of the terminologies and things, but if your apple is the apple is the source we come from, that apple kind of took a piece of itself, same thing in other words, same entity, same essence, and put it in one container, let's say it called that container Mickey, right? And decided that this part of me that's in this container that I call Mickey is destined to become an apple pie, right? And it took another slice of itself, the source, okay? Source took a part of itself, put it in another container, it called that container, you can put your name on it, whoever you are, and decided that this part of me is destined to now become X, right? Or become, what did I say, an apple salad, right? So the reality is that we are in these containers called bodies, okay? And each of these containers and bodies has a piece of the source within us, exactly the same source. So that means not just are we from the same source, we are the same. Although we're in different containers and destined for different things, we have different journeys while we are here, we are exactly the same, the two pieces of the same apple that's in two different containers, but we're also exactly like the apple. So for me, my soul is, that's the part of God, the likeness of God, my source, that he took a part of himself, he put it in this body, this container called Mickey, and that's the part of him that lives in me that is on a journey here, and it has a specific journey and destiny and destination here on this earth. So I hope that gives you a better idea around kind of what your soul is, if that helps you to, that's the best explanation that I ever got of what the soul is, right? So if our source that we come from is this powerful spiritual being, then that means we have that powerful spiritual being inside of us as well. We're a part of that. It's a piece of that entity that is living inside of us, sorry, in this limited human body, right? Which is our soul. So here's the thing. So what's the function of the soul? Like, why do we have it? Because that is our connection to our source. That is, our soul is the part who understands and knows what we are here to do as a soul on this earth. What's my journey? What am I meant to experience? What am I meant to learn while I'm here? Now, the soul, because it is a spiritual being, it does not understand time and space. So here on earth, we understand time and space. Your soul just knows how to be. It doesn't know past and future. It just knows present. It just knows how to be. So the first thing I want to tell you is, in order to connect with your soul, you need to get present, because your soul is in the present. It doesn't understand half the stuff that we freak out about as human beings, because it is always present. It's not worried about the future, and it's not stressed about something that happened in the past, because firstly, it just knows how to be, and in being, it is calm because it knows that all things are connected. We're not just connected to everything on this earth. We're connected to our source, and therefore we are supported, we're protected. And, you know, your soul understands that everything that happens, it kind of knows your journey. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't freak out about half the stuff that especially the human mind tends to freak out about. So here's the thing is, I said earlier on that it baffles people when I ask, have you ever communicated with your soul? And a lot of people will ask me, but why the heck would I want to communicate with my soul? Like, why? What's the purpose of doing that? So here's the thing. Our souls are permanently communicating with us on a daily basis, but we're not tuned into it. It's not something that we're taught at school or by our parents or by anybody else, but it's constantly communicating with us through our bodies, through our emotions that we have, through, you know, I always ask people, do you ever get angry? And they're like, of course I do. And then I say to them, well, if you got angry, your soul communicated with you. That's your soul telling you there's something that just got triggered inside of you that's holding you back, or that needs to heal, or that you need to experience to grow and evolve as a human being here on earth. But we miss that because we're always, you know, when we get angry, for instance, in a situation like that, we're so focused on the experience or the details of the story that we don't turn inward and listen to what is my soul busy telling me. Something as simple as an emotion is your soul that's communicating to you that you are busy having a particular experience from your ego or your flesh, in other words, from a fear perspective, or a being disconnected from your source or other people perspective, versus having it from a soul perspective, which is just to be and to be free, in freedom, not worry, not stress, just in the present and knowing that all things are connected and all things are okay. So your soul is constantly communicating with you, but we just are not consciously aware of that. And that is why my starting point in my program with the Ultimate Life Transformation Program is to guide these guys into understanding the soul, but also getting them to learn how to connect with your soul. So as I said at the beginning of the program, I want to just give you an insight into that visualization where I talk them through a guided visualization to start connecting with your soul. And before you do this, I just want to say to you that, you know, it's like learning a new language. So if you don't get it right the first time, don't get frustrated with yourself. Don't, you know, have some compassion with yourself, because you're learning a new language, basically, because we've cut off from this connection for so long with all the stuff and the noise in the world that's happening around us that we're not accustomed to tuning into it. So it's a process. You started at first, and you really have to have compassion with yourself. You're learning something new. And the second thing that I want to say is, as always, when you get to know me, you'll know I always say this, but test all things and keep that which is good for you. In other words, try this and decide for yourself, within yourself, you have inner guidance too, whether this resonates with your soul or not. And if it does, continue practicing this on a daily basis. Because just like with a new language that you're learning, the more you do this, the more you will learn it, the more you will understand it and experience it, and you'll be able to experience communicating with your soul and your soul communicating with you on a moment-to-moment basis without actually having to go into a guided visualization to do so. So I really, really hope that you're going to enjoy this and that you're at least going to give this a try. It might seem a bit weird at first. Our bodies are not used to this. Your mind sure is not used to this. The mind is actually scared of anything that is new or different. It's okay. It's meant to do that because it thinks it is protecting us. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. Here is the guided visualization to connect with your soul that comes straight from my Ultimate Life Transformation Program Week 1's content. Enjoy. So here we go. Please start out by finding yourself a comfortable, quiet spot where you can just have some time to yourself for the next 5 to 10 minutes. And you can either sit down or lie down. But what I would like you to do is to just take a moment now, whether you're lying down or sitting down, and just breathe in deeply, focus on your breathing, and breathe out as comfortable as you can. And take another deep breath in, and another deep breath out. One more time, another deep breath in, and another deep breath out. And what I would like you to do is just scan your body right now and just feel your body for any tension you may feel in your neck, your chest, any tension that you're experiencing in your body. And I just want you to envision that tension as though it's like a ball that's being pushed together into a little black ball, and then it just goes all the way down your body and all the way down, all the way out until it moves out from your feet. And what I'd like you to do right now is to just visualize a warm, bright light that is shining from above you onto the top of your head. And just envision that this light is just entering in through the top of your head, and that it's swirling around into every single part of your body, every cell, every muscle. And as it's moving down your body, down your neck, down your shoulders, your shoulder blades, your lower back, down your arms, down the front, down your chest, into your stomach, all the way down to the back as well, just filling you up everywhere, and just flowing down through your legs, your knees, your calves, and all the way out your feet. Just feel how this warm, bright light is just relaxing you right now, and just how relaxed and calm your entire body is feeling at this moment. And what I would like you to do, in your mind or out loud, you can decide, is to ask your soul right now, just repeat this after me and say to your soul, "Dear soul, if you and I can communicate with each other, please show me right now through my body what it feels like when you are saying yes. Now focus on your body and feel what happens and where it happens in your body when you feel your soul saying yes. Could be butterflies in your stomach, could be anywhere really in your body, but just focus on where you are experiencing this yes. And if you are not feeling the yes, ask your soul again. Just say, dear soul, I am not sure. Could you please clarify and show me again what it feels like when you are saying yes to me? And then feel what you feel and what you're experiencing in your body. Now, once you feel it, thank your soul and just say, thank you, dear soul. I acknowledge that I felt it. Now I'd like you to ask your soul, dear soul, please show me what it feels like when you are saying no to me. And again, focus on your body and feel what you are experiencing where in your body. Perhaps a tightening of the chest, a tightening of the shoulder muscles or the neck muscles, anything like that. But just focus on your body and feel where you are experiencing what in your body right now. And again, if you are not sure, just ask your soul again. Dear soul, I am not sure what you are showing me. Could you please clarify and show me again what it feels like when you are saying no to me? And then focus on your body again. Feel where you're experiencing and what you're experiencing in your body. And once you feel it, just thank your soul again by saying, thank you, dear soul. I acknowledge that. I felt it. And what I want you to do next is to ask your soul, dear soul, could you please, for the purposes of me understanding clearly your yes and your no, loudly and clearly alternate your yes and your no by showing me in my body what happens when you say yes and no. Alternate that for me 3 times intensely now. And again, focus on your body and feel those 3 times where your body or your soul will show you through your body. Once yes, then no. Again a yes, then a no. And again, one more yes and a no. And you will experience that physically in your body the same way you experienced a yes before and a no before. And once you've experienced it, again, just thank your soul and just acknowledge that you have felt that and that you acknowledge it. And what I'd like you to do now is just count slowly back from 10 to 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just open your eyes and just stretch your body out like you would if you've just woken up. So one thing I want to tell you about your exercise where you connect with your soul, and this exercise in particular where you are now learning to feel how your body feels and how you experience through your body when your soul is saying yes or no to you. And what I do daily is I will start with just the basic connection and asking my body or my soul again to show me through my body what it feels like when it's saying yes, what it feels like when it's saying no. And then I will go into basic questions that I will ask my soul that require just a yes or a no answer. And I will then focus on my body once I've asked the question to experience and see what I feel, whether my soul is then saying yes or no. And again, if I'm unsure, I ask my soul again and I say straightforward, I'm not sure whether that was a yes or a no. Could you please show me again and please clarify by intensifying the feeling? And, you know, my soul, I think she's quite cheeky because what she does in that moment is she really intensifies that feeling in my body. And I have no doubt after that with what was being said, a yes or a no. So this helps you to practice, and it will help you then to start turning inward to your soul when you are making decisions. But just start with the basics of asking your soul to show you how you will experience through your body when it is saying yes to you and when it is saying no to you. And remember, this is quite foreign to our body initially, because our body sees the soul. It knows that it's a higher entity than itself. So it sees the soul as a threat. And also because it's not something that is familiar to it, it will see it as a threat initially. But in that instance, what you can just do if your body does want to resist this exercise is to just put your hand either on your heart or on your stomach, wherever it feels comfortable or wherever you're feeling uncomfortable in that moment. And just tell your body that it is safe. In other words, just say to it, thank you so much for serving me. I know you're just trying to protect me, but this is safe. It is safe for us to connect with our soul. So I hope this has helped you guys, and that you will have some fun just connecting with your soul, getting to know how your soul communicates with you, because later on in the course, we will also be dealing with how your soul speaks through emotions and through your body to actually tell you what is going on. So it's good for us to connect with the soul and to understand its language when it's saying yes to us and when it is saying no to us. Thank you so much for joining me on this very first episode of Food for Thought. And if you enjoyed this, please go and subscribe to this channel so that you're always updated with the latest episodes. And please, please, please share this with your friends, and also do go and rate and review this podcast channel. It's the only way that I get to grow it and for more people to hear about it and to know about it. So thank you so much for joining me. I've left my details for you guys in the show notes as well. You can contact me or communicate with me on mickeyruthman.com. That is my website. Or connect with me on social media, Instagram and Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and support you even more over there. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm playing out with one of my personal favorite songs. It has personal meaning to me. Have a great week. Till next time.
They took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. 'Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for
for all your life, you've been struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero.
than to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.